Hi, listening friend. It's Friday, August 23rd, 2013. So many stories, so little time. The studio is filled again with my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo. Music ministry and worship leader, Pastor Harold Green. That's with an E, G-R-E-E-N-E. And his sidekick, special assistant, manager, ministry partner, Randy Emmert. Before we have Harold lead off with the song, so many God-sighting stories yesterday. In fact, I woke up at 3:30 a.m. and continued to plow through the whole day, late into the evening last night, but got to behold God doing many, many wonderful things through so many people, and it could take up a whole program just to list and relay all that I witnessed. But a quick shout-out for last night's Merged Gospel Gathering. Pastor Jason Schiffel did great as always. And how God provided special treats for everyone through self-motivated initiators. Nancy Cox provided for dozens of ham salad sandwiches for everyone. Rick and Jeanette Rote brought vegetable trays and dips and chips. Karen Ballard created these temple shekels, these little kind of wafer cracker cookie kind of things. Mary Bowl brought some chips and salsa. Columbia Street Roastery did two different kinds of coffees and two different kinds of teas, so it was just a great gathering. And, oh, I could go on and on. So many other things that happened yesterday. The tent's all set up for our Israel celebration for tomorrow. Over 200 people have RSVP'd. Have lots of burgers and hot dogs and other fixins ordered. I think 60 or 70 different people are bringing special dishes or treats or salads to pass. Thank you, God, for my neighbor who's going to allow everyone to park on his couple nice rolling acres of grass across the street. Oh, I could go on and on. So many other things. I wore my Got Israel shirt, and the first two people I met up with, one at PetSmart where Beamer got clipped and cleaned, the gal saw it and said, I'm hoping to be a part of Birthright to go to Israel one day. So she was Jewish. Then I zipped over to Walmart to grab some stuff for tomorrow's event, and this Orthodox Jewish man saw my shirt and was captivated, and I gave him the two thumbs up. So anyways, some neat interactions with some people, and we'll have 100 of these shirts available at our Israel celebration. They're one of a kind. Here's one other one. We'll just call her the Bun Lady, but all the hamburger and hot dog buns for Saturday's event, for tomorrow's event, have been donated. In fact, one of the singing men, Leonard Seward, called, and he had extra hamburger and hot dog buns along with like 100 cupcakes, and he called and said, can you use them? Oh, the God sightings go on and on. Kathleen Jennings was over, and she's going to set up some of her artwork that'll really bless those attending tomorrow's event. Budget Tours showed up, Larry Bunning. He's going to help volunteer with the food service, made some recommendations. He's going to bring along some additional coolers. Dropped off a fan to keep our master chef cooled as he cooks about 250 burgers and about 150 hot dogs. Then the bun lady shows up with more hot dog buns and helped assist me with a number of tasks around the homestead. Are you getting the idea yet? God was really at work yesterday, but he's at work every day. In fact, he's at work in your life today too. So keep your eyes open, keep close to him, and see what only he can do. Oh, so many other things, but I want to get Pastor Jason, Pastor Harold, and Randy into the conversation. So let me begin reading from John chapter 14, verse 21, and then Harold just lead out with some music. And these words recorded by John, prompted and inspired by the Holy Spirit, was what Jesus had to share and say. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
You are beautiful, full of mercy. You are wonderful, full of grace. You are marvelous, full of forgiveness. You are powerful, full of strength, and I want more of you, more of you, I want more of you, Jesus. full of splendor. You are glorious, full of light. You are marvelous, full of power. You are powerful, full of might. And I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you, more. Know my needs, you've not forsaken me. I want to give you more and more of me. I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you, more of you. Give me more of you, Jesus.
And all of God's people said,
amen.
Now, that's one of your favorite songs, Jason. I think you were saying, you asked him to play that. So if you can reintroduce to our radio listening family members that maybe weren't tuned in yesterday, Pastor Harold Green, a friend of yours from the past, a current friend too, but a friend from the past from the Peoria area that's in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, our second program together. And we're also going to introduce Randy Emmert in just a minute. But you met Pastor Harold some years ago. He had a unique role in your life, part of that catalyst that got you connected with God and then launched into the ministry that you're now even serving in.
Yeah, he led worship in a church that I was attending with my wife in that, and it's a church where Jesus really sent my life on a trajectory into ministry and into releasing all these gifts and this calling on my life that I had that I didn't even know was there. You know, in Ephesians it says that God separated the light and the darkness at creation, and he made that light rest in your heart, and when it comes out, you'll have the knowledge of Christ in the face of the glory of God. And, you know, always years and years gnawing deep inside of me, you're supposed to be doing something. You're supposed to be doing something. You're supposed to be doing something. And it was at a moment where that was released and the knowledge of Christ in its fullness was released. And the glory of God, I would hope the glory of God that comes through the ministry that I'm doing as I try and point more and more people towards Jesus and his redeeming way. And in that, Harold was a catalyst. I mean, I have a picture of when a couple of different key things happened, and Harold's always up there with a guitar around him leading worship. So I think he has a bigger part to play than he knows. And I'm somebody who really has an appreciation for music. So music speaks to me. I have music on all the time, whether I'm in the car, whether I'm in the house, whether I'm in my office. There's always music and all kinds of music. So music speaks to me deeply. So Harold and I speak in maybe a language that maybe we don't even quite understand even from that. When he plays that song, More of You, you know, when he hits that verse and he says, I want to give you more of myself. Because at first the song almost sounds like, Jesus, give me more. Jesus, come on, give me more. And that's very like Western kind of the way we think. But then Harold, he throws the sucker punch where he goes, but I got to give you more of me. And when he says that, it just, every time my heart just goes, yes, I have to give more. And I have to give all. And you know, sometimes I think that we give so little to the one who gave us all. And So I'm just so happy that my friend Harold is here in the studio today. And Harold, let's not forget, can you introduce your partner in crime?
Yes, you were talking yesterday about that person that describes himself man of God, and without taking that personal credit, I'm blessed to have a fellow servant in Christ who served as a music director with me for years and is one that builds people up and tirelessly serves people in the name of Christ. He now does a lot of administrating and kind of organizing and keeping me on task. And anyway, this is my friend.
Because artists like you, and many of us have artistic friends, they're kind of sometimes out there, and they need somebody with, like, the business skills or the,
yes,
the wherewithal to get everything set up and organized. So you can really be released to do what you do best, help worship and facilitate, you know, an environment for people to praise and worship God. But you kind of need the backbone of a ministry.
Right.
And I guess that's your assistant here, Randy.
And the cool thing about Randy Emmert is that he's an artist. He's a great bass player, great musician, but he's got that heartbeat for the business side of things and understanding how the numbers work, mm-hmm, and keeping me, like you say, you know, sort of away from my extreme creative tendency. this is Randy Emmert.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate that. Yes, I do work with the administrative side of Greenhouse Ministries. Similar to Pastor Jason over here, Harold is a big part of my testimony. I come from a background that has no church at all. And we always talk about, Jason was just talking about this light that's gnawing inside of you. Well, I too had it, but I never grew up in church. And it was around 2007 when Pastor Green actually called me up to do a jazz gig. I was a jazz bass player. Through that relationship and discipleship is really how, through Pastor Green's discipleship and the Lord working on me, is really how I came to Christ. And it's been a pretty wild ride, but it's been a great ride.
And that's only about seven years.
Yes, I usually say I've been crash coursed into the ministry.
Hey, you're in good company. I think the Apostle Paul was crash course. It included blindness, so I think you're all right.
I did not lose my sight, so
yeah,
however,
but you could see.
I could. That's right. I could see. So Pastor Green's been an integral part of my life. He's a partner of mine. He's a dear friend, but he's also my mentor. He's been an accountability partner to me. I wear many hats in Greenhouse Ministries at the moment. Financials is a part of it. Administration. Where I think God has put my heart or led my heart on this is that Harold Green brings the anointing of worship, and the vision comes through Harold Green. My job is to serve and help execute that vision.
So tell us about what's going to be going on this Sunday at the 10:45 service at the Community Evangelical Free Church, and then you're going to be returning with Harold and the band at 7 p.m. that night. So our listeners, grab a pen or pencil or pull out your iPad or be able to take a note, because there's a couple different events, including the Israel celebration, which is tomorrow. Hundreds of people are signed up. It's going to be a fantastic event. You can find out more at greatnewsradio.org or call the station 217-367-7777. So you can make a whole weekend of it. But Saturday, Israel celebration. But on Sunday, tell us what's going on beginning at the 10:45 service.
Well, the 10:45 service, we are bringing our band called Greenhouse Effects, led by Pastor Green. We're going to have a full band. We're going to lead worship for Pastor Jason's service. He said there's going to be a baptism involved that day as well, which is a great blessing for us to be a part of that. So 10:45, come on out. Even if you have a morning service somewhere else, come on out after that service. We'll be leading worship, and they'll have a traditional service just like they normally do every Sunday. And then that evening at 7 p.m., we are doing a concert, and Pastor Jason's going to be speaking out of Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to bring
revival.
Revival, that's right.
we're all about revivals.
Hey, let me help you out. Whenever you're struggling for a word, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God, or revival, you're probably going to be right 99% of the time, so you'll be okay.
So that's this Sunday, August 25th, 10:45 service, and then returning at 7 p.m. for a revival. And I know, Jason, you and I have talked about this a few different times, and you even had a dream, and like we've shared about, that old-fashioned revival underneath a tent. What happened to that? Why aren't people gathering for that? We've just been praying about it and thinking about it, and I'm hoping even tomorrow at the Israel celebration, there's going to be an aspect of that where God's word is proclaimed, where people are meeting in His name, where there's been a lot of prayer undergirding the effort and the event. And yes, we're going to have some fun time together, some food together, but I'm hoping through you and others sharing and proclaiming God's word through the message of music and through the event, lives will be transformed and changed. But on Sunday night, you're going to be very intentional with a message of revival and then unleashing Harold Green's ministry of music to everyone so that maybe our hearts can be touched in a number of ways.
You bet. You know, one of the big problems we have today in the church, I think, is that the church is allowing culture to lead the church. So the church is following behind the culture. And you see it in terms of how the church is dealing with cultural messages that are coming through and different cultural motifs. The church is trying to say, well, let's be more performance-driven because that's the way the culture is going. People coming in our buildings expect a certain level of performance. The problem is that when I look at the Bible, and I'm sorry, maybe I'm old-fashioned, Old Testament old-fashioned, but we start with the Bible. And culture is supposed to follow the Bible. And so not vice versa. And so the most crazy thing you could do on a Sunday night would be to go to a service where we're going to talk about revival. But it's my firm belief that, number one, you'll be changed. Number two, you'll be encouraged. Number three, maybe you'll go out and go back home to your home church and you'll say, you know what, I went to this thing and I think we should do one of these. And we would start to do these all over the place. And not so that we can bring glory to our churches, but so that we can move back to a point where the church moves first and God moves and we bring glory to God. And that's what I think that is missing. That's what I think that we need to do. I'm tired of trying to follow culture because in the church, there's not enough money to do that. There's not enough people. There's not enough everything to be able to follow what culture does. And so you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus instead.
Harold, can you see why I have this guy in the studio as often as I can?
I love it. And he's speaking word that also flow from my heart as well. And I see that a lot in music. And it always feels like to me somehow we're playing some kind of catch-up game with the world. Instead, we'd rather see that pattern reversed and have the music that comes out of the church be the leading edge of what's happening. And people looking to the church for inspiration in music.
How do you see that in terms of music? You know, I read a book not too long ago where it talked about this idea of people who lead worship in the church have lost their role as a priest or a pastor. I love it that you refer to yourself as a pastor, because many people, many musicians who lead worship in a church would not identify themselves that way. And yet it's your job to scripturally and spiritually bring people to a place where the word can be poured into them. I mean, that's the way it was designed to be.
It's so important that we understand our identity in Christ Jesus. And, you know, the Bible points to that, that we are priests. Just recently, we did a workshop in Washington, Illinois, and that was one of the main points of the talking time was, guys, we are priests. You know, let's start with figuring out who we are and then let our role come in around that. I heard a great talk by Pastor Rod Parsley from New Life Church. He's a worship leader, worship pastor there. And he said, you know, what are the values of worship? And he talked about excellence and, you know, it's different things, performance and presentation, all that. He said that's all well and good, but the foundation of the worship team is biblical community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as long as you have that as your foundation, you can add all these other things, and you can have a high performance level. But when it's grown out of relationship and biblical community and walking side by side and speaking a good word of the Lord each day with your brethren, then it's truly excellent. It's truly right. Excellent in all the ways that you can look at it.
Yeah, I read something, I don't know when I read it, but it was talking about all these old hymn writers from way back in the day and all the ones that we love to sing now and we're so encouraged by. And that many of those people, I was shocked to learn, were not necessarily musically gifted. You know, they could write music, they could understand music, but they weren't the people you would see up there performing necessarily because they were not musically gifted people in that way. But the Lord gave them something. And I think that we got to start with the Lord first. The Lord can make something. Look at the Lord takes crooked lines and he makes them straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, right, Mark?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make thy path straight.
Right. So somebody who has some talent can have amazing talent through the Lord as he releases those gifts and uses those gifts.
Well, Pastor Harold, you have been given a gift of ministry. Did you always know it? Because yesterday on the program, when you had Eyes for Lori,
yes.
And now you've been married 20 years, recently celebrating that anniversary. But at the time when I asked you this yesterday, it was like you weren't really walking with the Lord. So I know we only have a few minutes, but can you give us a little glimpse? Because we have a lot of listeners, some that maybe are far from God, some that haven't even entertained the idea that he loves or cares for them. What was the difference? What made the difference for you to say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to surrender my life to you.
you know, I started off with the right intentions. I was brought up in church and I was baptized when I was 12. But I don't know, somewhere along the way, I don't know, I just drifted. I guess that's the best way to describe what happened. And in those years, I met Lori, and we were married for about 10 years, and I really started to feel like something was missing. In fact, I had drifted into clinical depression, and for 10 years, I was truly depressed. And, you know, I feel like now that I understand this, that we're all designed to worship. You know, it's deep in our hearts. We're designed to worship something. The something that I worshiped was myself and music. And let me tell you, neither one of those are satisfactory gods, and they lead to self-destruction, which is the path I was on. The Lord, in his great wisdom, utilized a head-on collision that I had with a very large vehicle to get me to question my life seriously. And I got treated for a long-standing condition called sleep apnea, which keeps you very very sleepy and unengaged, you know. And as I began to get my senses back, I started to read God's word every day, just out of a thirst and a hunger to get better, to start to discover more what God had for me. And that's when he reached into my heart with John 14, verse 21. And I literally felt like he desired to make his home in my heart. And my life's never been the same.
Yeah, and I would tell you this, that just because we want to give a good shout-out. This morning I told Tasha, she said, what do you got always, what are you doing today? I said, today we got Harold's coming down, Randy's coming down. And she said to me, she goes, she paused, and she goes, Lori's one of the sweetest people I know.
And that is true.
Well, you're coming to town this Sunday. You're going to be at the Community Evangelical Free Church for their 10:45 service, and then returning with your band that evening for a 7 p.m. revival at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47. You're all invited, and a lot more to say, I'm sure, after that experience. We'll see how God uses it in all of our lives. Tomorrow's the Israel celebration, so it'll be interesting to see who all shows up for that and how God's at work through that unique gathering of people to honor Omer Eshel, who's the director of tourism for the state of Israel. He's their council, and other special guests, including you, Pastor Jason. So thanks for being available for this, the Thursday and Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Incidentally, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. Maybe you want to paste it into an email and send it to a friend so they can hear about this ministry that Harold Green is bringing to our area. In closing, can you play a song? And one more comment from maybe Randy. How can we get in touch with Harold? Is there a phone number or a website or a Twitter account? So give us a little of those details, and then Harold, grab your guitar and close out with something for us.
Yeah, Mark. We are on the internet. For those of you who are in the social media, if you go to Facebook.com and get on and search for Greenhouse Ministries, plural ministries, green with an E, you'll find us there. We're also on Twitter at Greenhouse Min, all one word. That's M-I-N, and green with an E, of course. If you'd like more of what you hear about Harold's music, Harold Green has a ReverbNation.com account. It's ReverbNation.com. / Harold Green, all one word. Once again, green with an E.
This song is called To Worship You, and several years ago, a friend of mine, Ben Ward, who actually was coming on staff at the church I was a music director at as a worship pastor, we sat and wrote this song before his first official day at work. And it all came out in one sitting, and anyway, this is it. We see your glory, we sing your praise, we give you honor, we seek your face. In this place, we hear your voice calling, we feel your spirit falling, there's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship you. Is it your pleasure? Do you delight if we bring our treasures or a heart made right? Make our hearts right. We hear your voice calling. We feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship. We feel your spirit falling. We hear your voice calling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do. Than to worship you.
So thank you, Randy. Thank you, Pastor Harold. Thank you, Pastor Jason, for being available for these 2 days of broadcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.